Enjoyed the Sunday school this morning. Proverbs chapter 3 and verse number 4, verse 13. We'll start reading in verse 13. The Bible says, "Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. For the merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. She is more precious than rubies, and all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared unto her. Length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand riches and honor. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness, and all her paths are peace. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold upon her, and happy is every one that retaineth her. The Lord by wisdom hath founded the earth, and by understanding hath he established the heavens. By his knowledge the depths are broken up, and the clouds drop down the dew." Let us pray this morning. Lord, thank you for the privilege to be in your house. Thank you for your sweet spirit that we feel here today. I pray, God, that you speak to us from the Word of God, that your words would be with us in a special way, that your spirit would be upon us today. I pray that your anointing would touch us, Lord, with fresh oil today. Fill our cup, Lord. We thank you for it in Jesus' holy name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All right, young man, does that mean y'all going to help me today? All right. Glad to have these young men up here with us. The Bible says wisdom. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Our scripture text comes from verse 17, if you still have your Bible open and would like to look at what I want to preach on. I'm going to preach from all these verses of scripture. But the Bible says her ways are the ways of pleasantness. We know what pleasant is, right? Pleasantness. Her ways are the ways of pleasantness. Wisdom's ways are the ways is a pleasant way. And I want to preach that this morning about the ways of pleasantness. It's almost hard to say, almost a tongue twister. And just for don't mean nothing this morning, I thought, well, I wonder if that word is anywhere else in the Bible. And so I got the Strong's Concordance out. Brother Richard was talking about it in Sunday school this morning. He was referring to how that he was going to preach, when he started preaching, he was going to preach this scripture that his mom or grandma had always told him the Bible said, that he got the Strong's out and found out it wasn't even in the Bible. But there's a lot of things like that. I remember I was sitting one time in a room, there were several preachers there, and this lady was there, and she quoted a scripture that, you know, we've all quoted, but it ain't in the Bible. And she said something about the Bible says such and such. And I said, "Hey, where is that found at?" And she turned to her pastor and said, where is that scripture in the Bible?" And he looked back at me, and he said, "It's not in the Bible." But anyway, he's talking about the Strong's. Well, this is the only time that this word is in the Bible. That don't necessarily mean nothing or anything, but it's the only time it's used in the whole Bible, according to the concordance. Pleasantness. Pleasantness. The ways of pleasantness. Amen. Ain't God good to give us so many blessings? Undeserving, that's what we are. We ought to thank Him, love and praise Him a little more today and a whole lot more tomorrow. The ways of pleasantness. God is good. All the time, wisdom, seeking after wisdom. You think about what the Bible says right here. This is strong words. Listen to this, young people. Of everything you can desire. Of all things. Ain't that what verse 15 says? And all the things that thou canst desire are not to be compared. Everything that you can even desire cannot even be compared to what wisdom is in a life. Amen. God help us to seek Amen. God's ways. Help us to desire God's ways. Of everything that you can desire, amen, it's not to be compared to her. She is more precious than rubies. The merchandise of it is better than the merchandise of silver, and the gain thereof than fine gold. Amen. Happiness, praise God, is found in her. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom. Length of days, long life. Everybody wants to live long, don't we? It's our desire. Amen. And there's a song that says everybody wants to go to heaven, but nobody wants to die. Lord, I want to go to heaven, but Lord, I don't want to die. But thank God, length of days is in her right hand, and in her left hand, riches and honor. Thank God. Praise God. God founded the earth by wisdom. Praise God. Hallelujah. He established the heavens by understanding. Glory to God for his knowledge. The depths are broken up and the clouds drop down with dew. The ways of pleasantness. Something that the world knows nothing about. I want to tell you something, sinner friend today, brother and sister today. Amen. Can't nobody treat you like God can treat you. Can't nobody bless you like the Lord can bless you. Can't nobody fill your cup like the Lord can fill your cup. Amen. Can't nobody help you like the Lord. Amen. Help us to desire you, Lord. Help us to desire you. You know, amen, talking about wisdom here in Proverbs 4 and 7, he said wisdom is the principal thing. In other words, it's the number one thing is what the Bible's saying there. Amen. It's the first thing. Wisdom is the principal thing. Amen. Therefore get wisdom, and with all thy getting, get understanding. You know, we live in a day and hour we're just get. Get all we can. Get. You know, just everything. We don't need it. If we want it, get it. If we think we want it, we get it. I mean, we got so much stuff. We got it in storage buildings, and I need to build another storage building. Amen. Brother Frank was telling me, have you built that storage building yet? And I need to build another one. I mean, you know, we just got them stacked here and got the attic full and got many storages and everything. And we started Sunday school this morning saying, laying up my treasures in that home above. We need to change that. Laying up my treasures in the mini storage down the road. Amen. But God help us. That's the way we are in this life. We just get. But the Bible says that all thy getting, while you're getting everything, don't forget wisdom. Amen. Young people, in all you're getting, don't forget wisdom. Amen. It's the ways of pleasantness, a pleasant life. Hallelujah. The way of sin is destruction. Amen. And misery and heartache and failure. But the ways of God is pleasantness. The ways of pleasantness. Amen. Get wisdom. Get understanding. Forget it not. Neither decline from the words of my mouth. Forsake her not. She shall preserve thee. Love her. She shall keep thee. Amen. Exalt her and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor. Amen. When thou dost embrace her. Thank God for wisdom today. Amen. It's not man's intellect. It's not man's wisdom we're talking about. Amen. We're talking about the wisdom that the Bible teaches. And the Bible teaches that the beginning of wisdom, amen, is the fear of the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Amen. Fearing God. Amen. Respecting God. Loving God. Amen. You know why I'm not on the lake today? It's because it's raining. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know why we're in the house of God serving the Lord, doing the best that we can? Because we fear the Lord. Amen. He said, fear the Lord. Amen. And serve the Lord. Amen. Serve God with all. I need some help over there if y'all don't mind. I try to do sign language sometimes. Somebody don't help me. Amen. Thank you, brother. Let's keep our mind right in here. He can help me. Sometimes I'm preaching. I'm trying to do sign language. I'm trying to say I'm cold. I'm trying to say I'm hot and all this. Amen. But anyways, praise God for helping us today. You know, sometimes you stand up here, they got it, Brother Mike. You're okay. He's okay. Brother Mike, can you hear me? It's all right. He take care of it right there. He's got it. Thank God. Let's lift our hands and give the Lord praise today. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm sorry I hate to disrupt the service, but you know, I'm sitting here and I'm looking at everything, you know, and y'all are looking up here. So y'all are all right today, right? All right, thank the Lord. Let's get back in here. Desiring wisdom. Desiring God's ways. Desiring what God has for us. Amen. In all our getting, get wisdom. Amen. The wisdom from the Lord. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning, amen, of what God has for us. Fearing God, respecting God. How do we get it? How do we get, amen, wisdom? Well, the Bible tells us in James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, praise God. That's every one of us, right? Amen. Lord, help me. The Bible says, he that winneth souls is wise. We need to win more souls. Praise God. We need more wisdom. How can we, amen, win souls? The Bible said, be as wise as serpents and harmless as doves. Amen. A serpent is wise. You know, a snake many times will avoid danger rather than confronting it. Most of them will. Amen. And God help us. Amen. Sometimes you just got to hide in the rock of ages. Sometimes you got to hide in the rock, and then other times it's time to attack. But the Bible says, amen, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let him ask of God that giveth to all men liberally. God gives unto men. God is a giving God. The Bible said he gave gifts unto men. The Bible said that he loved the world so much that he gave his only begotten son. You know, see, we as humans, we give out of our abundance. And when we have in multitude, then we give out of it. And many times it makes us feel wonderful. But you know, God only had one son and only has one son. That's all he had. He didn't just pick out of a line out and say, okay, I'll give you. Amen. No, he gave his only son. Amen. And that's because he's a giving God. And he gives to all men liberally. That giveth to all men liberally, and upbraideth not, and it shall be given him. But let him ask in faith, nothing wavering. For he that wavereth is like a wave of the sea, driven with the wind and tossed. God help us. Amen. To ask God for wisdom. Help us, Lord, to seek the Lord for wisdom. To seek the Lord for what he has for us. You know, God has something special for every one of us. He doesn't overlook. He has something special for every single one of us. Everybody. Amen. And the Bible said, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. There's a time to seek God. Amen. And now is the time to seek the Lord. Amen. Asking the Lord for wisdom. Don't wait until, amen, young people, don't wait till you're old to ask the Lord for wisdom. Ask the Lord for wisdom right now. Ask the Lord for to give us strength right now. Amen. You know, in life we think, well, you know, I've got, you know, all these things that I want. Amen. But I'm preaching this morning on the ways of pleasantness. The ways of pleasantness is found in asking God. Lord, give me wisdom. Every decision we make, God knows what's best in that decision. Every step we take, God knows what's best in that. Amen. And God will give it to us. For the Bible said in Matthew 7:7, we can all quote this. It said, ask and ye shall receive. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened unto you. What man is there of you whom have a son? Ask bread. Will he give him a stone? Which one of you guys, if a son asks for a piece of bread, would you give him a stone? Amen. If he asks a fish, would you give him a serpent? The Bible said, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things unto them that ask him? Amen. When we ask God for wisdom, he's pleased with that. Hallelujah. There's a lot of things we ask God for He's not pleased with because He knows we don't need it. Amen. But when we ask God for wisdom, He's pleased with it. Amen. And He said, I've got riches and honor in my left hand right here. And I've got long life in my right hand. This woman that is built by, amen, Solomon, whatever you want to call it, you know, this, it's not, you know, not necessarily a real woman, but He's referring to her. Amen. Wisdom as a woman. Amen. And He's saying, if you get her, amen, in her right hand, she's got long life. And in her left hand, she has riches and honor. And all her ways are the ways of pleasantness. Amen. He said, if you know how to give good gifts unto your children. I think about Christmas time or birthdays. My daughter's got a birthday coming this week. They announced it. Amen. We was talking last night. You know, what are we going to get her? Amen. What are we going, you know, things like that. Amen. Hallelujah. Christmas time under the tree. Our children. Praise God. Amen. Oh, just gifts that we just love it, you know. Amen. And we're just sitting back there. We don't even care what we get each other. You know what I'm talking about. Amen. You do it for your children and your grandchildren and other children and all of that. Well, you know what Jesus said? He said, if you know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father, amen, give good things unto them that ask Him? Amen. God help us, amen, to desire things from God. You know why many times we don't have things from God? Because we don't ask Him. They said John Wesley had a dream, and I'm going to move on. But John Wesley had a dream that he went into heaven and God was showing him all these things and different things. And he come to a room, and in this room there was all these wonderful things in this room. And he said, Lord, what is that? He said, that is, the Lord said, or whoever in this dream said, that is answers to prayer that people never prayed. Hallelujah. And what that dream was telling that man was God already has it there. You just got to ask for it. God already has. I'm talking about the ways of pleasantness. Thank God for the ways of God. Thank God for the ways of life. Thank God for His blessing. You know, in our scripture text this morning, moving on quickly, the Bible said, desire of all the things you can desire. I want to desire that from the Lord. And the Bible said, she is a tree of life to them that lay hold on her. I'm talking about getting a hold of her, not let go. You know, the world will try to get you to let loose or let loose on your grip. Don't hold such a tight grip on the things of God. Don't hold such a tight grip on what God wants to give us, on wisdom and what He has for us. Amen. Hallelujah. But He said, tree of life to those that lay hold. Amen. And happy is everyone that retaineth her. Amen. Holding on like Jacob when he held on wrestling with the angel. And he said, let me go because the day break. Jacob said, I will not let thee go except thou bless me. Amen. We've got to get a hold of God in a way that we won't let Him go. Get a hold of the ways of God in a way that, amen, they have to pry our hand loose. That reminds me. Amen. In 2 Samuel, where he was telling about David's mighty men, and that man went down there and fought that battle. Amen. And the Bible says that the people fled, but he stood. And the Bible said that his hand clave to the sword. That word actually means welded. This man's hand was welded to the sword. Amen. He fought so long and hard. Amen. And he held to that sword so tight that his hand welded to it. Amen. Are we that way with the things of God? Amen. They had to pry his hand loose from that sword. Amen. And I'm telling you, we can get a grip of God. Young men, you can get a grip in the Word of God. You can get a grip on the Holy Ghost and the things of God. He said, lay hold. Amen. She's a tree of life to everybody that lays a hold of her. Jacob said, I won't let you go except you bless me. He had already touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. But Jacob said, I'm not going to let you go. No, I'm not going to let you go. He was holding on. I believe that we ought to hold on in such a way in this world, amen, they're out to get what we have from God. The devil, amen, is out to steal, amen, to kill and to destroy. He's a thief. The Bible said he was a thief and a liar from the beginning. He wants to steal what you got from God. The Bible said when that seed is sown, amen, that the birds of the air will devour that that's by the wayside. And the disciples asked Jesus, said, what is this parable? He said, the birds, amen, of the air is when they hear the word, and then cometh the devil and stealeth the word out of their heart. Amen. I know we've got to sow the seed. Amen. But sometimes we need to pray, God, protect those. Amen. That when they go out the door, the devil don't steal the word immediately out of their heart. The Bible said in Revelation chapter 3, hold that fast. In other words, hold it close what you have, that no man take thy crown. God help us to be, amen, to really hold on tight to what God has for us. You know, the children of Israel was going out of Egypt. And Pharaoh said, I will not let you go. They said, we're going to go. And they wouldn't. And you know, God started the plagues. Amen. The river turned to blood. First off, the rod became a serpent and the hand in his bosom and all of these signs that God was showing Pharaoh said, let my people go. He said, I won't let you go. Amen. And then after several plagues, there was 10 plagues that came upon Egypt and destroyed, amen, the land of Egypt. But Pharaoh called Moses and Aaron and said, come in here. He said, look, he said, just you men go. Just the men. You leave your women and children behind. Amen. And just you men go. And you know the devil will try to do that to you too. Said, you can sell out to God, but don't be so hard on your family or your children. Amen. You sell out to God, but don't preach it to others. You know, and Pharaoh said, just you men go, but the rest of them stay behind. You know why? Because Pharaoh knew if the women and children stayed behind, the men would be right back. Ain't that right? They're going to come right back. And so, amen, Moses said, no, we will take our wives and we will take our children. And I wish some moms and dads, amen, I wish some dads would rise up in 2017. And when the devil said, leave your family behind, don't pray so hard for them, that they would say, no, Pharaoh, we're going to take our wives and we're going to take our children. Amen. And we're all going to heaven together. Can I get a witness today? Hallelujah. Amen. I'm telling you, we can't make a deal with the devil. We got to hold on tight. And so Pharaoh said, no, you can't go. Y'all know the story. He come back in. He said, okay, go. Said, leave all your cattle and leave everything else. He said, take your wives and children. Go ahead. But said, leave your stuff behind. You know, leave everything there in the house and leave your cattle and everything like that behind. Amen. Moses said, listen, you can read it. It's in Exodus. Moses said, we won't leave one hoof behind. Not one hoof. Amen. The dogs are going. The cats are going. Amen. Everybody's going. Hallelujah. I wish God would help us in this day and hour. Amen. To have such a grip on God to say, we're not going to leave a hoof behind. We're not leaving our sons behind. We're not leaving our daughters behind. We're not leaving nothing behind. Everything belongs to God. That's what the devil tried to tell you. And say, you can serve God and everything else, but don't go so crazy and make you know, everything. Everything in your house and everything. My Lord, help us. I believe everything in our house should be sanctified. And I'm going to tell y'all a story. I hope y'all don't think bad of me. But several years ago, and this may not be for everybody, just for me, but I'm telling you it's a fact. I had got some different type of comic books, and then they wasn't, you know, Garfield or nothing like that. It was actually these stories, and had, you know, it was real in-depth stuff, you know, like demon stuff and things like that. And it wasn't like devil worship. It actually had some Christian, thing in it. And, my daughter got sick, very sick. And just all of a sudden, when Brandon was real little, amen, and I just felt like praying. And I got to praying, amen, and we was living over there on that trailer on Airport Road. And Brother Wayne, I'm telling you, I felt like while I was praying that box that I had got in, I'd ordered of those books, wasn't right. Amen. It was actually some religious teaching. And, and I thought it'd be interesting. God help us. Amen. I felt like they wasn't right. Amen. And my daughter had high fever, and that fever just kept going up. And I'm telling you, I went in there and told Sister Bethany, I said, I don't know what it is, but I feel like these books are wrong in this house. Amen. I pray that God helps us to be led of the Spirit. Amen. We claim to be filled with the Holy Ghost, that we can't be led of the Spirit. God help us to be led of the Spirit. Amen. It was pouring the rain. I mean pouring the rain. I walked out and set those books right in the middle of that rain and came back in and prayed and said, God, amen, you dealt with me about that. Amen, I've given it to you, and my wife's a witness. Amen, she calmed down, slept, never had no other problem. Amen, sometimes you can let the devil in your house, and he'll attack everything that's weak. You know who he's going to attack? He's going to attack the weak ones. He's not going to go to the strongest one. He's going to go to the weak one. Amen, and the little foxes destroy the vine. God help us to be led of the Spirit. Amen, and everything matters. If God deals with us about it, I don't care if it's sin for everybody else. If God deals with me about it, it's sin for me. Hallelujah. Help us, God, to work out our own salvation. With what? Come on, church. With fear and trembling. Do we care about our babies? Do we care about our grandkids? Do we care about the things of God? Amen. Moses said, Pharaoh, amen, you can make any deal you want to, but the only deal I'm going to make, we ain't going to leave one hoof behind. Hallelujah. See, the devil knows he's losing the battle. Y'all know that? The devil knows he's losing the war. He wants to bargain with us. He'll bargain with moms and dads. He'll bargain with husbands and wives. He'll try to bargain with you. Let me tell you something. Amen. We can't make a bargain with the devil. Hallelujah. Because he's a liar. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. The Bible said he was a liar from the beginning. Lay hold. I'm talking about laying hold. Amen. She is a tree of life to them that lay hold on her. The ways of pleasantness. We live in such a chaotic world. Sometimes our minds and our lives is just the same. I come to preach to you this morning that there is a wonderful peace. That there is a sweet peace that is far greater than any relationship. It's far greater than any new possession. It's far greater than anything you could imagine. It's the way of pleasantness. Far away in the depths of my spirit tonight rolls a melody sweeter than song. In celestial-like strains it unceasingly falls o'er my soul like an infinite calm. Peace. Peace, wonderful peace, coming down from the Father above. Sweep over my spirit forever, I pray, in fathomless billows of love. Thank you, Jesus. The ways of pleasantness lay hold on her. Naomi said to Orpha and to Ruth, go back to your people and go back to your gods. Go back to your family. You see, the Israeli custom was that she would have another child and those girls would wait on the son to be born. And that was the Israeli custom, and they was doing their best. But Naomi, on her way out, realized, I'm so old. I'll never have another son. And if I did, these girls would be old now. Amen. There's no hope for them. So she turns to them and says, go back. The Bible said that they wept. It was a very heartbreaking thing. They wept. And Orpah went back to her family and to her gods in Moab. But the Bible tells us in Ruth chapter 1 that Ruth clave unto her. What was it? Here's what I believe, boys. I believe that Naomi had told them there's a God in Israel. There's a God in Bethlehem. There's a God. Hallelujah. You know what Naomi's name means, right? Pleasant. Hallelujah. And those Moabitish girls had never, ever experienced anything pleasant like they had except being around Naomi. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And Ruth said, I want the ways of pleasantness. Amen. And the Bible said, Ruth clave unto her and said, Amen. Entreat me not to leave thee, nor return from following after thee. Amen. For thy people shall be my people. Where thou goest, I will go. Where thou lodgest, I will lodge. Thy people shall be my people, and thy God, my God. Amen. Naomi, are you telling me that I've got to leave the ways of pleasantness? Naomi, are you telling me, amen, that I can't have the God of Israel, amen, who you told me made the universe? Amen. Naomi, are you telling me that I got to go back to those weak and beggarly elements there in Moab? Amen. Are you telling me I ain't going back? Said, where you die, I'll die, and there will I be buried. Amen. I wish some people would get a hold of God the same way and say, I felt enough of the Holy Ghost, amen, to know this is what I want. Hallelujah. I felt enough of the presence of God to know that this is what I want. This is what I want in my life. This is what I want for my family. Hallelujah. The Bible says that when she saw, she was steadfastly minded to go with her. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And that Moabitish woman, Ruth, amen, become the, what was it, the great grandmother. She gave birth to Obed. Amen. Was it Obed's son that was Jesse? Amen. And Jesse's son was David. Maybe one more in there. I'm not sure. But amen. There was just a few of them. Amen. Right in line down. And there was David brought forth. Amen. Nobody knew it, but David had Moabitish blood in him. Amen. But it didn't matter to God, because God picks up the broken. Amen. And sets them on high. God takes them out of the gutter and puts them in the choir. God takes them out of the bar room and puts them behind the pulpit. God takes them out of the crack house and puts them on the deacon board. Amen. God is a God that takes misfits, and said, I've got a place for you, Ruth. Amen. Right in the lineage of the King David, but far greater than that, right in the lineage of Jesus Christ. Oh, because she wouldn't let go of Naomi. Naomi's name means pleasant. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know she said, call me not Naomi. Amen. But call me Mara, which is bitter. I know she come back, and there's a message in that. You may say, oh, I'd come back, but I'm so bitter. I'm so broken. I'm so wounded. I've been to the graveyard. My husband died. I've been to the graveyard. My son died. I've been to the graveyard. My other son died. I'm bitter. God dealt bitterly with me. Oh, but the day came that Ruth come in there. Amen. Was carrying a little baby. Amen. I wish I could cry like a baby this morning. Amen. But you know, when them babies cry, I mean, we look at a baby, we act like it's the first baby we ever seen in our life. Every newborn baby, we act like it's the first one we ever seen. You know why? Because that's God's gift of life. And here comes Ruth over to Naomi. Amen. Glory to God. The Bible never called her Mara. You know why? Because God really was going to make her pleasant. Amen. Even though she was Mara in her life. Amen. It was not her identity. And let me tell you, you may be broken and bruised and wounded. Amen. And you may be bitter and Mara. You may have drank the bitter waters. But there's a tree that can go in the waters. Amen. Moses threw the tree in the water, and the water was made sweet. Hallelujah.
Amen. God can take bitter waters in our life and make them sweet again. Amen. And give us blessing, the ways of pleasantness.
Brother Mike, here comes Ruth carrying that baby. Hallelujah. And she placed it in Naomi's hand. Hallelujah. And she nursed him. And he became her son. That's what the Bible says. Hallelujah to God. Hallelujah. All the bad days gone. And all but wonderful things in God ahead. Hallelujah. You saying, preacher, if I serve God, I'll never have no troubles, my friend. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. But I'm telling you, amen, the wicked have trouble and the righteous have troubles. The wicked have tears and the righteous have tears. Amen. Hallelujah. But the wicked tears just go in their beers. Amen. But the righteous tears go in a bottle that's in heaven. Hallelujah. Amen. The Bible said, all my tears are in thy bottle. Those Jewish people would have bottles that collected tears, and they'd set it up as a memorial, amen, of a death or a trial in their life. Amen. You know what David said? David said, I don't have a bottle. But said, God, you've got a bottle. Amen. You've took all my tears and you've kept them in your bottle. Amen. And there'll come a day when God himself will wipe away all tears from our eyes. And there'll be no more tears. Thank you, Jesus. Stand together with me this morning. I'm closing this out with altar service. I'd like for you to get that today, the ways of pleasantness. While every head's bowed and every eye closed, no one looking around. I'm not here to embarrass you. I'm not here to make an example out of you or anything. I wouldn't want to do that. While no one's looking around, if you're here and you say, preacher, I need the Lord to help me in my life. I need God to help me in my life. I'm not saying you're backslid or lost, or you may be lost. I'm not your judge today, but you say, I need prayer. I need help in my life. I need help in my family. I need help in my home. I need help in my soul. Lift your hand. Yes, sir. I see your hand, son. Yes, brother. I see your hand. I see it, son. Yes, sir. I see your hand. God bless you. Yes, sir. Anybody else? How about it, brother, sister? Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.
Oh, Lord, where I'll make a new commitment.
That's your spirit, but still on
me. Help me find my direction. Place the burden back in my heart. Lord, take me back to that old landlord. I started out to follow you. On the mountaintops, and I walk the valleys alone.